The IMCs, the Independent Media Centers, are becoming a regular feature of major events across the country, like the Democratic National Presidential Convention here in Los Angeles. IMCs have been set up at the IMF World Bank protest in Washington, D.C., the Republican Presidential Convention in Philadelphia, and, of course, the World Trade Organization protest, which took place in Seattle, Washington. A big part of the goal of the IMC is to help people who are protesting against the system and the corporate-controlled media, to help those people to get their messages out so that issues can be addressed. One of the groups that is quite prominent in attempting to get those political and social issues addressed is DAN, the Direct Action Network. We're with Soo-Hin Lee of DAN, the Direct Action Network. Soo-Hin Lee, talk about DAN. What is that all about?
Well, DAN is actually is a short form, Direct Action Network. We have a principle of nonviolence direct action, which is we believe that throughout the protest, peaceful protest, direct actions, or civil disobedience, we want to express our political will and to the authority. So we hope by the direct action or civil disobedience, we can accomplish or achieve certain political goals.
When you're talking about achieving political goals and demands and making one's political will known through direct action, I mean, that's got to be one heck of a task here in L.A. So during something like the Democratic Convention, correct?
Yeah, I want to really stretch out that we are non-hierarchical. We are non-violence organization. We don't have formal leaderships. Everybody willing to participate, which we're willing to follow the guidelines of DAN, they can participate. But more clearly, we have a specific like demand for social, economical, and cultural justice and equality for everybody, gays, lesbian, and genders, bisexual issues, and on this kind of area, we demand different kinds of demands, and we have direct actions. We hope from there we can achieve our goal. And on especially on Democratic Party, we want to demand. We don't think Democrats or Republicans are different. They're all same. They're all controlled by corporate multinational corporations, which is controlling our life. We don't want the multi-corporations control the politicians and politicians controlling our destinies, from environments, labor issues, sweatshops, and the criminalization of society, militarism around the world. So that's what we're doing here.
A big part of getting one's political goals met is getting action on that and getting media action, media attention for these types of direct action, in part which is what you're doing here at the IMC tonight, correct?
Yeah, yes, no, because I want to stretch out that direct action is just only a format of, this is access true, too. We want people to cover the issues, not covering us, not covering our like a protest. Protest is just only for attracting people to come. But the issue is the most important. And like we have a different demands on everyday stuff from Mondays, like such as Monday, we're demanding the human needs, not corporate greed, march for our lives. We specifically targeting Occidental Petroleum and how the Occidental Petroleum has been destroying UA people in Colombia and their financial connection with Al Gore family. And that is what we're talking about: environmental justice, human rights, indigenous rights, economic justice, and the multinational greedy nature of multinational corporations. And so on, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, with different issues like police brutalities and that kind of thing.
You We're here at the IMC, and as you can tell, it's very busy gearing up for the Democratic Convention here in Los Angeles. You know, you made a really good point that I'd like to kind of expand on a little bit, and that is the issue that it's not about having the media cover you, cover the people who are engaged in the direct action, but using the direct action as a way to get attention to the issues. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, I think most participants, people think that direct action is a punch up, like maybe you hippies and come together, want to have a loud protest and have a good time a few days ago. That is not our purpose. We have a strict guidelines. We have a clear version of what we're doing. Just why we want the protest in Los Angeles is not just only because of DNC, but also because the poverty and also the police brutality and economic injustice happen in Los Angeles, such as for rampant police scandals. And we have our convergence center on west of downtown LA, the area actually known as highly immigrant populated area and a very low income working class area. Ironically, the convergence center is also under rampant police station jurisdictions, and we want to be there and we want to come here to do raise our voice and for the people, and we want to say that enough is enough. No more corporate control, no more police brutality, no more genetic modified food, no more racism, sexism, anti-homophobia, and we want to change now.
The police here in Los Angeles have been harassing the people at the Convergence Center, as I understand it, including flybys, sometimes 50 a night with helicopters and things like that, correct?
That's true. And police, I'm one of the Convergence people. We start this beginning from a day one of Convergence. We have been harassed, constantly harassed by police, surveilled by police, and even police helicopter come by the Convergence, and even police actually at one point illegally enter Convergence without search warrants. So ACLU, behalf of us, including me, file a lawsuit, injunction actually, against Chief Park. And I was one of the plaintiffs, and last Friday we won the injunction, temporary injunctions, and so we really got a quite huge legal victory against the LAPD, against the Chief Park, from harassing us, even though it still happened. I mean, last couple of days, a couple of people, activists from the Convergence Center, have been harassed and even arrested to rampant police stations. And so it's not, we will see if they're going to have a raid. Even though that we might not going, maybe I cannot say, but it will maybe happen, but we are fully ready, prepared if police raid us, a mass arrest, but we are willing to pay the price for the cause we believe that is true.
What do you think is the most important thing for people around the country to understand out of all of the work that you and the other people involved in the Direct Action Network are doing? I mean, what do you think is the most important thing you'd like for them to hear?
I think we are nonviolence, and we have passions that what we are doing is want to be changed the world for change to have a better world.
One of the major results of the computer and technological revolution is that extremely sophisticated equipment, telecommunications equipment, is becoming available to more and more people. And certainly that's true here at the Independent Media Center in Los Angeles, California. One of the most exciting things that is happening is that The IMC, the Independent Media Center, will be engaging in live satellite broadcasting for the first time. We're with Judith LeBlanc, who's a producer with Changing America, who will be helping to head up the live satellite broadcast from the Independent Media Center here in Los Angeles, California, during the Democratic National Convention. We're with Judith LeBlanc, who is a producer with Changing America. And Judith, there's a tremendously exciting thing that's going on here within the context of a very exciting project, the Independent Media Center. Satellite, live satellite broadcasting from the IMC. Can you talk about that?
Sure. You know, the independent media movement has grown tremendously from Seattle through the IMF demonstrations in D.C. in April, at the Republican Party convention in Philly, and now we're in L.A. And the movement has gotten to the point now where we felt the need to challenge mainstream media in real time and to put on the air for millions to see live satellite casts, a live TV show talking about the issues that are on the minds of the people in the streets around these conventions, but also the issues being debated within these conventions. And we call the satellite cast Crashing the Party.
Talk, if you will, about challenging the corporate media in real time. I mean, that's a tremendous job. Very exciting, though.
It's very exciting because it's being done by a movement of media activists. They're not folks who just do radio or do video or print media or webcasting. They see themselves as activists, a part of a movement, and a reflection of the new labor community movements that are developing around the country, which was so dramatized in the streets of Seattle.
Talk, if you will, about how all of this is going to work.
Well, what we did in Philly last week and what we're doing in L.A. is that we've put together a collective of national producers as well as local producers who are putting together programs for each night, an hour and a half. They will air from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In over 30 cities are airing them live across the country. The great thing about it is that individual media activists who go into the streets or who go out among the people of LA will be able to get their work on the air, live, that night. But there are also a number of producers that have been working to put together pre-edited pieces on issues. Issues like sweatshops, issues like homelessness, the issue of privatizing Social Security, many issues that are kind of turning point issues for mobilizing the vote in the 2000 elections.
So it sounds to me that people who are going to be able to watch the satellite feed coming out of LA here are really going to be able to get the substance that we certainly saw was lacking in Philadelphia and more likely than not will be lacking here at the Democratic Convention.
Well, I think the aim of this movement around the Independent Media Centers is that we want to discuss and reveal the root causes for the problems and the concerns that millions of people in this country have. And we want to speak about solutions, and we want to mobilize people to empower themselves, be it through the power of the vote or be it through the power of marching and demonstrating in the streets, both of which will influence who gets elected, not only to the White House but to the Congress. And many policy decisions will be made after these elections by our elected officials, and our voices and concerns, the concerns of millions, need to be heard.
How can people get more information about Changing America, the whole satellite project, what cities, what systems will be carrying it?
Well, Changing America, we're based in New York. Our production company is based in New York, but we air in 55 cities. We have a website, changingamerica.com. We also, our number is 212-924-9046. We're always looking for segments produced by activists, labor activists, community activists from the front lines of the struggle. You can also find out more about the satellite cast by going to indiemedia.org. The webpage will give you all the information about how you can get involved, how you can contribute to the ongoing work of the Independent Media Center, centers around the country, as well as where you can view the broadcast.
Judith LeBlanc, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Reporting from the Independent Media Center, the IMC, here in Los Angeles, California, for the Western Slopes News Service, I'm Mike Thornton.